I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about and dealing with today? It is a lot to talk about. I mean, do I start with your president going in on LeBron James? Should I start the show with that? Do I talk about what's going on in my home city in Chicago where it was so many shootings that they had to close the hospital? That's how many shootings it was. They didn't have enough room for the families of the victims. Do I talk about that? I want to give a history lesson today. I want to give a history lesson today. And I want to show you what's about to happen in this country based on understanding the past and history. Now, let me give you a prediction. I'm going to start off the show today something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a prediction. I'm predicting that if something doesn't change in the next 12 months, there will be a social war in America. And the war will be to separate the ethnic groups and separate those with education and money from those without education and money. And when I say separate, I'm not talking about the way it is now, because it's already separation between the ethnic groups and between the classes. But I'm saying where it's literally going back to separate but equal, but with a different twist this time. It won't be black, white. It will be race and class based. So it won't be just one group of ethnic minorities. And it won't be just minorities, because poor whites will be lumped in too. So I'm going to give you a history lesson first, and then I'm going to show you what's going on today has already happened. And because it's already happened, I know what's about to happen. So that's going to be the focus of the show today, to show you how the past is predicting the future. But it's some good news in that prediction that I'm giving you all. Because economically, it will be a rise in this country, economically. And I'll show you how to get to that as I walk through the history of what we know has happened and what I think is about to happen. I also want to take the time out to thank everybody who's purchased the book. If you haven't purchased the book, go Amazon and buy a book. I'm asking everybody to buy 5 books. That's what I'm asking you guys to buy. It's $11. I'm asking you guys to buy 5 books. It's something I want to do for you guys. So I need to sell, and I want the book to be a number one seller. So could you buy 5 books and then give them out? If you want to do eBooks, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com, and download the eBook right there. Also, the credit book is going to be available via eBook either tonight or tomorrow. I finished the book this weekend, even though, quite candidly, 12 of my boys are here from Chicago. So it was a whole lot of librations going on and a whole lot of wild hours going on. But I do what I always do, even as a kid in college. I would go party all night, and then I would stay up all night and work. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I would party with them to 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would stay up, research, and write. So get the ebook from thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com. You can get the hard copy book to get 5 of them to pass out for me at amazon.com, amazon.com. Go get the book. I want to thank everybody. In fact, I'm doing something special for the first 100 books. So I know a bunch of y'all know Gary got a book and Ava got a book, and there's a bunch of y'all that already got a book already. So I'm going to do something for the first 100 people who buy the books. And then I forget this brother's name. I think the brother's name was Steve. He brought a book for somebody else. So I appreciate that too, Steve. Go get the book though, people, amazon.com. It's a quick read. It's a short read. It's straight to the point. It ain't no fluff. But I think if you follow what's in the book, you have good relationships. You have good friendships. You have good relationships. You'll find the right person for you. All right. So let me go ahead and start off this history lesson. Now, I'm going to start from the point of after Reconstruction. See, I could take this all the way back. Literally, I could take this back to Africa. But I don't want to walk it all the way up like that. That's going to take too long. So just for time's sakes, I'm going to start right around the Reconstruction period. Now, the funny thing about history and about life in general, right? Perception becomes somebody's reality. Even though the reality may not be real, because of the perception, people believe it's real. This is why I laugh at all these folks who be posting stuff all on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. Like they got the greatest life in the world. It's because that's the perception they're trying to give people, that that's their reality. Okay. Now, let me tell you something that I learned in law school that most people, you might Google this and find this out to be true for yourself. Most people who's telling a story or presenting some kind of history, when they're accurate in what they're doing, they move their hands. Even if you're somebody who don't move your hands when you talk normally, when you're telling a story that is accurate or you're providing information that's accurate, you tend to move your hands. It's almost like, because your hands remember the story as the story is being reiterated. So when you go to Reconstruction, it was the end of coming out of slavery. We go into Reconstruction for the first time in American history. You all should know this. We got to vote. We got to own land. We got to get educated. We got to do all these different things. Now, when you got to that point in time, if you would have asked a white person at that point in time, what did they think about black people? The response would have been, they're hardworking, they love America, they're family people, they believe in God, and they're doing just fine. That would have been the response If you'd have lined up 10 white people, that would have been the response of 8 out of 10 white people. Now, you always going to have that 2 that just, they ain't like black folks. They thought black folks should have been slaves forever, no matter what. Now, at this time of Reconstruction, something occurred that nobody thought would occur as they was letting black people assimilate into the culture. What occurred was this. Black people came together, got a voice, and got a voting block. And by them having a voting block, they were able to literally control who was going to be running the country based on the needs and wants of African Americans. Now, the Southern Americans, those who were living in the South, did not want that. Their problem with black people wasn't that they were black. The problem that they had with black people, and these are the Democrats, these wasn't the Republicans, y'all, by the way. These were the Democrats. These were the Dixiecrats. Their issue was that this group of people all of a sudden had power. And it was an unforeseen power. Because they didn't think giving them the right to vote would change that much. But it changed everything in the country politically speaking. All right. Now, I'm up against a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up from there and show you how the decision they made at that moment in time is the reason we're where we're at this moment in time. I'll show you what I'm talking about when we come back. You listen to the WB.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. You got me
here. I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, so when we went to break, I was telling you guys, I said, look, what happened after Reconstruction was something that they didn't foresee. They didn't foresee black people being able to have a bloc that could vote, that could change an election. Once they realized this happened, the Southern Dixiecrats, the Southern Democrats, they was like, we can't have this happening again. We need to do something about this. And so what they did, which was ingenious in the South, was they created the Jim Crow laws. Now, let me tell you why this was ingenious. Because the easiest way to make you feel a certain way about a certain person, thing, or place is by the perception of it. Let me give you some examples of this, all right? One of the biggest perceptions that we have out here is that, quite frankly, it's more illegal people coming over the border in Mexico than anywhere else. That's not the reality. That's the perception. Because it's the perception that America has given us. The perception is all the terrorists come from the Middle East. But that's not the reality. It's been more white men to commit acts of terrorism on this soil than any other ethnic group. That's the reality. Whether you're talking about the Trail of Tears, whether you're talking about the Native American injuries, I'm not even Indians. I ain't even got to talk about slavery. I can just talk about what they've done to every other culture, even to themselves. I mean, whether you were Italian or German. See, one thing that people got to understand is that many ethnicities who came over here were discriminated against. Not just because they were of color, but because of religious beliefs, because they came from other countries. And see, what's happened is America has criminalized every ethnicity that's white to be white. But every ethnicity that looks white is not European white. You realize that, right? So they really, really have made it a perception thing, which then becomes what our reality becomes to us. This is what we believe it to be. And this is why I say the Jim Crow era was genius in this sense. They created these weak laws and incarcerated black people in record number. Now, we go to jail very disproportionately right now, But when Jim Crow was issued, we were getting almost 9 out of 10 black people were getting arrested when Jim Crow was going on in the South. All right. Why was this perception important? Because if we gave this perception of black people, the argument that we could legitimately make was that they were not ready to assimilate into this country with us. And if they're not ready to assimilate in this country with us, and we're not willing to put them back into chains and enslave them, then we need to be separate but equal. We need to be separate but equal. They can have all the rights, but they can't live with us. And each state can give a test on voting. See, this is how the voting laws came into place. Y'all understand this, right? This is the whole reason the Voters' Rights Act is even on the bill today. Because what they did in the South was they argued state rights. They said, look, we're a state. We're independent. We're sovereign. We're a part of the United States, but these are our state laws, our constitutional laws. They got to pass the test to vote. And this is why you hear John Kanye's talking about how they had to guess how many bubbles was in the bar of soap. Right? See, this is the past. Now let me walk you up to the present. The present, rather. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, let me ask y'all something. What's the first thing you think of when you think about Chicago? What's the first thing you think of when you think of Chicago? You think crime, gangs, death, right? This is the perception Chicago has got. All these shootings, all these mass murders and everything else. This is the perception that Chicago has gotten. When Ben Wilson died in 1984 in Chicago, number one basketball player in America at the time coming out of high school, Ben was the 548th person killed down in the streets of Chicago that year. Chicago only had 500-something shootings last year. They had 400-something shootings that where people died the year before that. But the perception of Chicago now is gangs, is death, is violence. Now, let me show you something else. When people see all this shooting and violence, what's the first thing you see? What's the first thing you think of when you see this violence in Chicago, right? Remember when Obama was in office and everybody's like, Obama from Chicago, why he not doing nothing? Somebody asking on social media today, where's the governor? Where's the mayor? What they doing? Somebody, why martial law hasn't been declared? Where's the Army Reserve? Where are they at? Why do you think none of that's happening? Why do you think none of this is occurring? And why do you think, let me even get deeper with y'all. Why do you think even candidate Trump, before he became President Trump, was focusing on Chicago? Let's really think about this. Why do you think nobody's doing that? Why you think President Trump was fixated on Chicago? Because the powers that be understand this. If you can create the perception that Chicago is completely out of control, you can make a different reality in Chicago, meaning that you can separate Chicago. Let me tell you what this is. Right now, Chicago is the test plan for the nation. Because if they can do it in a major city, imagine what they can do in smaller ones. See, I'm going to really break this down for y'all and show y'all something today. But I needed y'all to understand that what I'm about to say can happen because it's already happened. You listen to the WB.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday savings start now at Ace with our biggest holiday light sale of the season. We have everything you need to deck the halls with huge savings on holiday lights. Find great deals like buy one, get one free on 100 count LED mini light sets or 20% off all regular price celebrations LED light sets. It's the best time to buy your holiday lights and everything you need to make your home the best looking house on the block. Only at Ace. Offer valid through November 26th at participating stores while supplies last.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
One, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I'm asking you guys this as we went to the break. I asked the question, why do you think Chicago is the way it is? Why is anybody doing anything about it? And I said, look, this is the test run. Now, let me show you something, right? I'm going to show you examples of different things that I hope will make you understand what's going on, right? So every time the government wants to change something, the first thing they have to do is give a perception of one thing and then make the reality that they want to make. Let me give you a perfect example of this. Y'all remember when gas prices was $5, almost $6 a gallon? And if you went like California, Florida, it had get up to almost $7-something a gallon. I mean, it's. Do you remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday, because people were trying to get rid of their SUVs and everything else. I mean, it was like, hey, how did the gas jump up this price? Now, let me tell you what's so crazy about all this stuff to me, right? Nothing's changed in the world, except man putting their prices on it. That's it. In 1994, I could get a gallon of gas for 99 cents. At the most, a dollar and a quarter. I mean, this is, look. They made the gas almost $7 a gallon, and people were panicking. But they made the gas like that because they needed to raise prices everywhere else. So because the gas was so high, the reality was they were able to create the reality of raising the price of your bread, your milk, and everything else. After they raised the prices of bread, milk, and everything else, what happened to the cost of gas? Went right back down. Right back down. Do you think if we really had that much of a gas shortage, it would have dropped, cut in half like that? I mean, think about it. We were paying almost $7 a gallon in some places. Now it's $3 a gallon again. I'm just saying. Let's look at Detroit. Let's look at Detroit. They let the city of Detroit go bankrupt, right? Got all those people off that property, all that good land. Look, them people of Detroit, you had downtown Detroit, you sitting on the river, sitting on a lake, you right across the street from Windsor, Canada. You look out your window, you see in Windsor, Canada. They got a boardwalk walkway down there. They got Bel-Air Park right there. All that great history and culture that was predominantly owned by the people from Detroit. All of it gone. And you know what happened? The rich and the Chinese came in there and bought all that land up quietly and just sat on it. They started buying that land. They develop in Detroit right now. In fact, downtown Detroit is growing at such a rate right now, they don't have enough living arrangements for people who want to live in downtown Detroit. Now, let me tell you what's crazy about this. And this is why I keep telling y'all, all the stuff that we're even doing, you got to be patient. They brought this property starting back in 2007, 2008. It took them 9 years to get to this point. But guess what? They are making money hand over fist now. Because that same property that they brought for $15,000 is selling for $300,000. See, this is all about giving a perception that Detroit was ran down and done and over with. Boom. Look, they did the same thing in South Beach in Miami in the 80s. See, this ain't nothing new, y'all. They ran down South Beach to the point where you could get a condo on South Beach for $100,000. You try to get that same condo today, you're talking about $5 million. This is nothing new. This is what they're doing in Chicago, but they're doing Chicago in a different sense. See, let me give you a theory that I got about Chicago. I don't think all these killings and death in Chicago is gang related. I think the government is helping on this a little bit. And see, part of the reason I think they're helping on this a little bit is because they know Chicago. Chicago is one of these cities, man, that if you can get in Chicago and redevelop it all around, it's a $1 trillion city. I mean, I think about 31st Street when I was growing up and all the projects was over there. And look at it now. I mean, they got a yacht club on 31st Street. I never would have thought that model. That was more shocking to me than a black president, to be honest with you. It is so much going on. So much going on that we think we seeing something, but it's just a perception. It's not the reality. It's not the reality. All this is going on in Chicago, y'all, is to literally separate the people. That's what this is about. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on in Michigan right now. Not only, see, let me tell you what's happening in Michigan. I've been studying this because I'm like, why are they sitting on this money in Flint and not redeveloping this stuff? This don't make sense to me. They should be making a move. But then when I started researching it, I figured it out. I was like, oh, got it now. So this is the move they're doing in Michigan. Flint isn't, the people of Flint hasn't moved out quick enough for them. A lot of them folks is holding on and maintaining. So they realize we may not be able to get all of Flint. So now they're messing with the water in Kalamazoo and Parkwood and all these other places. If you keep putting this perception out here that Michigan got bad water in these areas, guess what happens to those areas? They dry up. Don't nobody want to live there. They're worried about their kids. Anybody who can afford to buy a house out there, they're not trying to live in them areas. They're trying to live somewhere else because they don't want to be around that water. They don't want to be around that environment. That property value shoots down even further. They go in, they buy up the whole little corner of Michigan right there. The whole little corner. The whole little corner. And the people who live there now get nothing. Get nothing. Because in the end, they end up leaving or end up selling for pennies on the dollar. Then they come in, they redevelop it, they'll make a big announcement. All the water is clean. All the things that I did are done. And then once they do that, boom. Look, let me tell you. Even in my home city, Chicago, when they put a Whole Food in Inglewood, the first thing I told people, you need to buy some property in Inglewood because eventually they cleaning Inglewood up. They going to clean it up. And see, Inglewood is one of these areas in Chicago that it has a historic perspective, too. It's just like Rose. See, Inglewood is just like being on the west side of Chicago on Roosevelt to me. Roosevelt was one of these places that when you go west on Roosevelt, you had all these stores that were black owned, that were hubbubs of the neighborhood where people would go get clothes and shoes and food and everything else. Well, Inglewood was like that. You go down Halsted, you go on 63rd and Halsted, you go shopping for school clothes down there. You had restaurants, you had all these things, you had the bus terminal right there. Took all of it away, all of it gone. Roosevelt the same way. Now those same areas on Roosevelt cost you $1 million to get over in them areas now. That's exactly what they're going to do in Inglewood in Chicago. And as long as you can create the perception that these Negroes are killing each other and they violent and they gang related, guess what? Even the black folk going to be like, yeah, y'all need to get rid of them Negroes. Y'all need to get rid of them. See, this is what happened. See, once you put the perception out here and you make it somebody's reality, even people who look like you start talking like them. Yeah, you know those Negroes out there killing each other. You know it's gang related. Get rid of all them Negroes. Get rid of all of them. I mean, really stop, y'all. Let's just be logical and not thinking for one second. Like I keep telling you, if it's 10,000 people in the neighborhood, how many people are really out here shooting, selling drugs, and killing people and knocking them over the head out of the 10,000 that live in that neighborhood? Maybe 500. You gonna let this 500 control the whole neighborhood? I'm just saying. All right, we come back. Let's talk about some solutions, not just for Chicago, but for all of us. Let's not complain. Let's change. You listen to the WB.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play, Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech, laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Larry Ebner, who's founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. Larry, what is Capital Appellate Advocacy?
It's a law firm that represents companies when lawsuits go on appeal, and that gives trade associations and other nonprofits a voice as a friend of the court in the U.S. Supreme Court and federal courts of appeals.
Wow. Where were you from originally?
From Bergen County, New Jersey, outside of New York City.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have two younger brothers.
And what was going on with you, 8 to 14? What were your interests?
I think my early interests were astronomy, acting in theater, and politics.
Mm-hmm. Gal?
That's very interesting. What you do right now is do a lot of constructing and deconstructing. How do you think your early childhood interests relate to it?
Well, I think maybe in retrospect, I realized that those early interests all helped me broaden my perspective on the world, helped me appreciate issues and how to analyze them.
Astronomy helped you broaden? Tell me about astronomy, how that helped broaden you. What are you talking about?
Well, I wanted to be an expert on something, and it helped me put the world in a broader perspective.
Uh-huh. What did Dad do for a living?
He was an embroidery manufacturer.
Uh-huh. And did you ever go to work with your father?
I never went to work with him. I may have visited his plant once in a while, but he would take me around to different local political events.
How young were you when you were going to these political events?
Probably from the time I was 12.
So didn't you hate doing that? Did you hate doing that?
No, I actually enjoyed it. I found it interesting being exposed to different people and the kinds of issues they were dealing with.
So how do you think that being exposure, going to these political events when you were 12 years old with your dad, how do you think that influenced you?
It helped me understand that there are a multitude of moving parts in society, and that a lot of them had more than one side to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned earlier about acting in politics. How do you think that shaped you today?
Well, I acting helped give me some perspective on different people in different situations. I came to realize that a lot of politicians are actors, and that's why ultimately I became more interested in the issues that politicians address than politicians themselves.
Give me that again. What do you mean by that? What are you talking about?
I'm more interested in issues than politicians.
The issues than politicians. And how's this issue stuff help you as an attorney? What are you talking about there? What's the connection?
Well,
there?
As an appellate attorney, almost everything I deal with are complicated legal issues and their policy implications.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
and the companies that I represent, the trade associations and nonprofits that I represent, need help analyzing issues, formulating positions, and advocating what those positions are to the judicial decision makers. And personally, I find the judicial branch of the government a lot more satisfying than the political branches.
Why is that?
Because I think that judges, at least appellate judges, are dedicated to carefully analyzing issues and coming out with the best possible result. I'm not so sure that the political branches are motivated solely by coming out with the best possible result.
So it sounds like there's a science behind it that you've learned how to deconstruct.
Well, I guess you could call legal analysis a type of science. That's something that law schools try to teach new lawyers.
And astronomy is kind of like reaching for the stars, I guess?
Well, I never thought of it that way. But again, it's something that my father used to tell me, which is to broaden my perspective whenever and however I could. And I think astronomy was a first effort at doing that, although I'm really not interested in that particular subject any longer.
And the Supreme Court is kind of like the highest you can get.
It's the highest that you can get in the United States. That's correct.
So your father's encouragement was for you to broaden your horizons. What was that encouragement again? Let me have that.
It was to broaden my perspective on the nation, the world, issues.
And you have gone ahead and stood in front of the Supreme Court.
I have not had an oral argument before the Supreme Court, but I have written many briefs for the Supreme Court, which is the bulk of Supreme Court practice.
And give me the connection between your father's encouragement and these briefs.
Well, the briefs address all kinds of difficult legal issues. In the areas that I focus on are what you might call civil justice. And here in the D.C. area, they also focus on products and services that are regulated or procured by the federal government.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that your father encouraged you to have a broader perspective actually has allowed you, when you're writing these briefs and when you're having these discussions, to understand all the different sides of the issue that allows you to posture or position yourself better?
That's right. And it also helps me do one thing that I really like doing, which is writing.
Huh. How young were you when this writing ability was showing up?
I think it probably started when I was in junior high. I remember one of my first jobs was writing press releases for local politicians.
Wait. How young were you when this was going on?
I think I was in high school.
And one of your first jobs was doing what in high school?
Writing press releases to send to newspapers.
Wait a minute. Most of us worked at McDonald's or were a busboy. You were writing press releases for politicians?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did you enjoy about that?
I enjoyed being able to write something that was concise and to the point and hopefully persuasive.
Huh, how about that? And whose idea was it for you to get that job? Did your dad help you do that?
I'm sure he did.
And you really enjoyed that. It sounds like he really helped introduce you to a big chunk of who you are.
I did enjoy that, and it led to my continued interest in writing concisely and persuasively.
What's the website address of this organization known as Capital Appellate Advocacy?
CapitalAppellate.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Capital Appellate, that's with an A, CAPITAL, appellate.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Larry Abner, founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. We've also had the opportunity of speaking with Laura Lott, president and CEO, American Alliance of Museums, followed by Tim Springer, co-founder and CEO of Level Access, Nate Andorski, CEO of Creative Science, and again, most recently, Larry Ebner, founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, including Brett Carr from Hertzback. What's the website address for Hertzback?
It's www.hertzback.com, HERTZBACH.
.com. And Gal?
It's the Bornstein Group, which is bornsteingroup.com.
How do you spell that?
BORENSTEIN.com.
All right. This is Herb Cohen. Thank you for joining us today. Do have a nice day. And don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. Bye-bye. We just nailed it. We got that. We did it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
A message.